Chapter 11, read about others. Ever look at someone and think, wow, they have really made it? I know I have many times in my life. It is easy to look at people who stand out and assume they were somehow gifted a special path. Here is the reality. Nobody gets there without effort. Success never arrives gift wrapped. It always follows work. In fact, the only place that the word reward comes before the word work is in the dictionary. Everyone, in one way or another, obtains success in life through effort and by working. Achieving happiness requires effort too. Almost all worthwhile things require a passionate effort to earn them. A passionate effort is the kind of effort built on strong belief and commitment. It requires total belief in your ability to achieve something you want. Nothing truly worthwhile comes to us or happens in our lives without some form of effort. There is no way around it. Hard work makes all the difference in the world. One of the fastest ways to learn what success really takes is to read about others who inspire you. Biographies and autobiographies are like treasure maps, filled with lessons about perseverance, failure, resilience, and breakthroughs. They pull back the curtain on what looks like overnight success and reveal the years, sometimes decades, of struggle that built the foundation underneath it. With the world we live in today, you do not even need to track down dusty library books. With a quick Google search, you can explore the world of those you feel have achieved what you are striving for in your life. Interviews, articles, videos, and full life stories are available in seconds. Wisdom that once took years to compile is now at your fingertips. It is like going to school by reading about other people, except the tuition is a lot cheaper and the lessons are often much more real. Learning from struggle, not just success. When you read about the struggles of people you admire, something powerful happens. You realize they were not handed success, they fought for it. They faced setbacks, rejection, and moments of doubt, just like you. Oprah was told she did not have a future in television. Walt Disney was fired by a newspaper editor who said he lacked imagination. Colonel Sanders was rejected more than 1,000 times before someone finally agreed to franchise his chicken recipe. When you absorb stories like these, you start to see that obstacles are not the end of the road, they are part of the road. That realization is motivating because if they could keep going through their storms, so can you. In many cases, you will discover that the people you admire most did not even have what you have right now. They started from tougher circumstances, with fewer resources and less support, yet still found a way forward. Reading about their journey is a powerful way to reprogram your mind. It supports your new beliefs and illustrates that you are not the only one who has had to work for what they wanted in life. The power of patterns. Here is another benefit. The more life stories you read, the more patterns you begin to see. Successful people do not all follow the same path, but they do share common traits. Grit, vision, persistence, a willingness to keep moving forward when most people would quit, a habit of learning, a tolerance for uncomfortable growth, and a refusal to let failure be the final chapter. As you study their lives, you begin to see these patterns again and again. You notice how they think about setbacks, how they talk to themselves, how they make decisions, how they manage their time. The more you study their lives, the more you start to adopt some of those traits yourself, often without even realizing it. Success leaves clues. If you want to get ahead, study the trail others have left behind, then start paving your own, choosing who to read. You can learn from almost anyone, but it helps to be intentional. Choose people who genuinely inspire you, not just people who are famous. They might be historical figures, business leaders, artists, athletes, scientists, spiritual teachers, or even someone in your personal life who has shown courage and character. Look for people whose values resonate with you. It is also useful to read a mix of stories, not just people who ended up rich or famous. Read about people who served others, who overcame addiction, who rebuilt their lives after major loss, who stayed kind in a harsh world. This reminds you that success is not just about money or status, it is about character, contribution, and inner peace. A word of caution, the goal of reading about others is not to compare yourself and feel small, it is to learn from them and feel empowered. You are not supposed to become a copy of them, you are supposed to become a better version of you. Write your own story. Here is a challenge, do not just read about others. Begin writing your own story. An autobiography of your life so far might surprise you. When you put your experiences on paper, you start to see patterns you have been living without noticing. You recognize how old programming shaped your choices. You spot moments when you could have quit but did not. You see proof of your own resilience written in black and white. With pen and paper or a keyboard, start with what you remember about your early life. then write your way forward to where you are today. You might remind yourself of a few old master programs in your thinking that need erasing and would be worth replacing. Reviewing your own story helps you first, and maybe someday it will help lots of other people too. It is possible that one day someone will be Googling you or reading your autobiography to learn how you did it. Right now, that might sound far-fetched, but every great story begins with an ordinary person who decided to keep writing their next chapter instead of stopping on the page they were handed. When you write your story, you also gain clarity about the chapters that have not been written yet. You begin to ask, what do I want the next 5 or 10 chapters of my life to say? What kind of person do I want to be remembered as? What do I want people to learn from my journey? That kind of reflection does not just build insight, it builds direction. Additional thoughts. Reading is mental reprogramming. Earlier, we talked about mental programs and beliefs that get installed when you are young. Reading about other people's lives is one of the most powerful ways to overwrite those old programs. If you grew up believing that people like you do not succeed, and then you read 10 stories of people like you who did, your belief system starts to crack open. If you grew up around constant complaining about money, and then you read the story of someone who changed their financial future through focus, learning, and discipline, you begin to see that your story can change too. Biographies and autobiographies are not just entertainment. They are examples of what is possible and living proof that different choices create different results. Reflection exercise. Study and write. Make a list of 3 people you admire. They could be historical figures, business leaders, artists, athletes, or someone in your personal life. Spend time this week learning about their stories. What struggles did they face? What decisions shaped their path? What beliefs kept them going? What can you take from their journey into your own life? Start a short autobiography of your own. Write just 1 page about the biggest challenge you have faced so far and how you overcame it or how you are working through it now. See what patterns or lessons emerge. The point is not to compare yourself to others. The point is to learn from them and to see that you are already writing a story worth telling. When you do the work, when you keep turning the pages of your own life with intention, you are not just reading about success, you are slowly becoming the person someone else might one day read about.